Good evening and welcome everyone to Maple Lake High School. It's boys basketball tonight on YouAreThereSports.com as the Pioneers and the Irish square off tonight. It's the last game of the regular season for Maple Lake, second to last for the Pioneers. They will close out their regular season Monday night at home against Bram. Maple Lake can clinch a share of the conference championship tonight. Actually, no, they've clinched a share. They can claim it outright. 23-1 record for Maple Lake. Pierce 13-11. This should be a good one. They played within three of the Irish in Pierce, 72-69, the first time these two teams played. And the Pioneers were without Robbie Skiba that night. That game in Pierce back on January the 15th. It's senior night here for the Irish and their head coach, Tim Stallo. We'll be back. We'll visit with both head coaches, starting with Coach Stallo, his interview and his thoughts on the Irish's upcoming postseason chances. We'll be back. We're in Maple Lake tonight. Pierce and the Irish on YouAreThereSports.com.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest, 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Joining me on tonight's pregame, he's the head coach of the Maple Lake Irish, Tim Stallo. And coach, first of all, here it is, your last regular season ball game. You put yourself in position to claim the outright CMC title here tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. You know, like all championship seasons, you have to stay healthy, which we've done, get a couple fortunate bounces, which we did, and then this is just an epitome of a team that works really well together. So it's been a fun group to work with.
As you look back, each season is kind
kind of a story in and of itself. When you look back, what will this kind of regular season, what memories will jump out at you?
I think it's just the amazing way the guys get along, both on the floor and on the bench. And, you know, you can't fake that stuff. And you have years where you have really good chemistry and maybe not a lot of talent, and other years where you have talent but not the best chemistry. And this is one of those rare times that it kind of all gelled together. So it's just been a fun ride.
23 wins on the year. You had your seeding meeting last night, and show me a tougher subsection, you know, than 5AA North.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, if you're fortunate enough to, if the top teams are fortunate enough to advance, that Saturday could be pretty fun with the caliber of the four teams.
You're the number two seed, Cathedral one. Right behind you is Brand. Now, you've beaten everybody else. You've beaten 4 through 8, but you haven't seen 1 and 3.
Exactly. And we've seen them several times on the scouting sidelines, but no, we have not played them. And it is unfortunate that, you know, with the switching of subsections and stuff, it's hard to get here. By the time you can range the schedule, then they're out of the section, like Brand at least. So it is too bad we didn't have the head-to-head competition, because that's the best way to do the seeding part of it. But, you know, the point is that those are all four of those teams. Don't count Annandale out either, because they are well coached and they play a tough schedule, and so they wouldn't be any fun to play either. So
you open with Mora, correct?
Yes, we have Mora at home, and that's always nice to get that first one at home. And again, we don't look past anybody. It's one and done, so you just got to approach it like you had through the season, that work harder than the other team and hope that things turn out all right.
Your last regular season game in these type of atmospheres always lend themselves to celebrations or presentations. You got senior night here tonight. Talk about your group.
I think it's 8 seniors, which is unusual to have that many guys stick it out, and you know, several of them don't see a whole lot of playing time, and I just can't thank them enough for the dedication and the enthusiasm. And you don't get better throughout the season unless your practices are competitive, and all 8 of them have just accepted their roles and included everybody, and just a really fun group.
Yeah, I've known enough coaches over the year in that situation where they've just had a plethora of seniors. There's just not enough basketball, enough minutes to go around it. Those type of guys hold a special place in coaches' hearts.
Oh, they absolutely do. I look back to some of our better teams, and the guys that were seniors and didn't play but were on the end of the bench always had a smile on their face. You know, they're showing up to work hard every day without the reward of playing time. You respect those kids, and you just know that in the long term in life that they're probably going to be very successful because of the attitude they have.
Your opponent tonight, Pierce, took you to a 3-point game up at their place, so this is by no means a pushover game to end the regular season. Probably a pretty good measuring stick to go into the playoffs on.
Oh, I think it's a great measuring stick. You know, they've proven that they can play with everybody, beating the top team in our sub and the 3 team in our sub, and so we know it's going to be at least a 36-minute battle. It's a really a good shooting team. It's tough to defend them because Casper can penetrate so well, and if you come over to help and leave a shooter open, so it's really a good test for us to get ready for some teams that are in our subsection.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a great season here, and good luck tonight, and good luck in your playoff run.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Tim Stallo, he's the head coach of the Irish on You Are Their Sports.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a 3-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a 3-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
We all know the symbols for good sportsmanship. A handshake at the end of a game, or a little 2-4-6-8 for the losing team, which, let's face it, could very well be your team. The idea is to make the best of the situation, win or lose. So why not extend sportsmanship into the rest of your life? Easy enough, right? Like the next time you get that math test back and it's below the curve, try giving your teacher a high five. Sure, she might give you a look, but chances are, you'll feel better. Or say you're leaving a concert and the cop lets 50 other cars go ahead of you? Instead of getting mad, stick your arm out the window for a little raise the roof. You know, like a touchdown dance, but in the car. Or how about this? Next time she says, "No, I'm going to the dance with someone else," simply give her a little pat and say, "Good game." After all, dating is the biggest game of all, isn't it? So, my friends, there you have it. Support your local high school sports, but more importantly, support sportsmanship. Use it every day.
Joining me, Matt Pepping, coach of the Pioneers. Coach, you come here to Maple Lake, but the seeding meeting last night, and kind of as expected, Piers draws the 4 seed. You get 5th seeded Staples Motley. Talk about how the seeds panned out, in your opinion.
Yeah, Sauk got the 1. They've been on a roll. I think they won 12 or 13 straight. Melrose got the 2, and then Long Prairie, then us, Staples, then Holdingford, and Pillager. Those two were big difference in wins, win-loss record, but Holdingford plays a tougher schedule, so that's why they got the 6, and then Pillager got 7, and Osakis with the 8. So not really too many surprises. I think Pillager thought they were going to get the 6, okay. Some decisions are hard to be made, and that one was made.
You went and saw Sauk. What did you see about the Main Streeters?
A lot of height, a lot of discipline, and they're pretty athletic. So, we don't match up with them, obviously, man-to-man, but they don't match up with us, our guards, either. So it's going to be a weird game if we get to play them, and hopefully we get to play them.
Right, because you got Staples Motley still there, and that's first things first, a 4-point game. Let's talk about tonight's game. You come down here to Maple Lake. You played them to within 3, one of the culture games the Irish have had. This is a big test for the guys here late in the year.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough game just because it's senior night for the Maple Lake, and they're going for a conference title. All right, so if we can crank up the intensity, shoot the ball well, that was a big thing. Noah shot the ball well, and Robbie can have a big game. He didn't play at home, so if those three guys can play well, we'll have a chance then.
Yeah, what I remember about them up there, they were able to rotate some big bodies in there, not just the Olsen, but the Tater in there and a Powellman. So, I mean, they've got some bodies that Robbie will maybe a little better matchup inside.
Yeah, our big guys are going to have to play well tonight. Robbie, and we only played David a half of JV, so look for him to get some playing time also.
Coach, good luck here tonight.
Thanks, Rick.
Coach Pepping of the Pioneers on You Were There Sports.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
It is senior night in Maple Lake, and the Pioneers are in town to face the Irish, trying to claim the outright CMC title. As the Pioneers and Irish will meet here, it's the regular season finale. Here's the lineup that Coach Tim Stallo will send out on the floor tonight. They are led by their all-time career scoring leader, David Stockman, 6'2 senior. Stockman lit up the Pioneers for 28 up in Piers. Andrew Shaughnessy, a 6-foot senior. He's coming off a 29-point game. Brandon Burrell at one forward spot. Tony Gels and Chase Olson as the Irish in black, Pioneers in white. And this game is underway as Johnny Casper jumps center, tip controlled. Maple Lake with the opening possession of tonight's ball game. Pioneers will open up in a zone, and the referee with a stoppage, and they are coming over to the scorer's table already. There's something, I believe, with the time on one of the clocks here. There's one clock on a side wall, the other one on an end wall. The side wall one didn't have the time going, so I didn't know they could be singularly controlled. But apparently they got it straightened out, and we're back to action here as the Pioneers in a 2-3 zone underway. First possession, high post. This is Brandon Burrell pivoting around, guarded by Robbie Skiba. Here's Andrew Shaughnessy to the corner, left side. Pass out front, this is Stockman. Stockman finds an opening, Burrell inside for 2. Excuse me, that's Chase Olson. Olson with the Irish's and the game's first points. It was Chase Olson who hit the buzzer beater that beat Eden Valley Watkins here to put Maple Lake in position to win the title tonight. Here's Weber inside, Robbie Skiba muscling it up, missed. Robbie did not play up in Piers. He was out at that time of the lineup. Missed about a 4-5 game stretch. Three-pointer is off. Rebound out of bounds. Touch last by the Irish. That was Tony Gels firing away. And the Pioneers will inbounds, trailing 2-0, just over a minute into tonight's ball game. Here's Johnny Casper, the 6-foot junior guard, dribbling right to left. Front of the Irish bench. Here's Bozer out top. Now Aaron Weber, his first, our second touch. Picked up his dribble. Skiba finds Bozer posting up, puts it up. He missed. And off the rebound, it's Shaughnessy. Andrew Shaughnessy, full head of steam into the front court. Shaughnessy thought about a three. Back out top for Gels. Irish 23-1. They are a 2 seed in Section 5 AA North. Cathedral, the number 1 seed. Bram seated 3rd. Annandale seated number 4 in one of the toughest subsections you'll find. Here's a three hit by Shaughnessy. 5-0 Irish. Shaughnessy coming off 29 points against BBE the last time the Irish played 4 days ago. 5-0. Harold, left corner now, defended by Gels in the Irish man-to-man. Here's Bozer to the left side. Out top again, Nick Harold. Harold starts a dribble drive, gets the angle, lays it up. It's off. Rebound controlled inside by Maple Lake's Brandon Burrell. Pioneers cold from the field. They've missed every shot they've taken. 2.5 minutes into the game. Stockman. Stockman still hasn't put up a shot yet. He's got it right side. Quickly back to Gels in the corner, guarded by Casper inside. They throw it down low. Olsen had to go off his hands, but it deflects to Gels. Out front now, Stockman finds an opener in the corner. Shaughnessy misfires. Rebound for Noah Bozer. Up the sideline comes Aaron Weber now. Weber, the top scorer for Piers at 17 a game. Here's a Noah three, in and out. And now here's Weber put back. That's off. Pioneers tight rims early, and it's off of Skiba. 3 minutes in, and it's 5-0. We'll see Michael Meyer check in. Bozer will sit. Piers 13-11. Maple Lake 23-1. In the conference, the Pioneers are 5-8. 12-1 for the Irish. Baseline drive. Shaughnessy with the angle. Counted and the foul. Shaughnessy with 5. He'll shoot 1. First foul of the ball game called on Nick Harold. Shaughnessy for 1. 14:48 to go. Shaughnessy, a 73% free throw shooter, makes it. He has 6. It's an 8-0 start for Maple Lake. 14:40 to go. The same two schools are meeting in Piers tonight in girls basketball. Here's Johnny Casper holding the ball on his left hip out near midcourt. Skiba comes out high. Left wing guarded by Chase Olsen for Weber. Top of the key, right side now, Casper. Man-to-man by Maple Lake. Meyer to the left baseline. Here's Skiba back for Weber. Now Harold. Harold will travel. And on the dead ball possession, it'll be Maple Lake sending in 3 new players. Nick Powman comes into the lineup. Also in, Alex Tater. As Stockman now runs the point. And checking in is Michael Sherber as well. 3 new faces on the floor. Stockman and Shaughnessy stay. Here's Sherber getting caught out and found a good safety valve. Stockman's first shot off the front of the rim. Meyer with the rebound. Piers down 8-0, and here's an attack and a block as Casper went inside, and Shaughnessy with the rejection. Here's Shaughnessy on the other end. His shot rolls off. Tater on the floor. That's Palman wrestling it away. Shaughnessy for Sherber out top. Now Stockman down low. Palman posting up. Left block on Skiba into the lane. Baby hook. Rattles it in. Nick Palman. It's a 10-0 start for Maple Lake and a timeout for Coach Pepping.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest, 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Pierce out of the timeout. Here's Skiba from 15. No rebound. Michael Meyer on the offensive end. Michael has it stripped. Loose ball rolling to the sideline. Picked up by Shaughnessy. Maple Lake is off to a 10-0 start almost 5 minutes in. Shaughnessy one-on-one with Harold. Beat him off the dribble. Throws it down low for Tater. Tater skips it across for Stockman. Now down low to the post. Meyer, turnaround in the lane. In and out. Rebound put back up. That doesn't go. And Harold with the miss and the rebound. Nick Harold front court. 2-on-4. He'll slow it down. 12:45 to go. The Pioneers have yet to score. 10-0. Weber for Skiba. Left baseline. Back out top. Finds Casper for Harold. Harold driving into the lane, left hand, cradles the ball, throws it up, and the ball deflects out to the wing, and here comes Maple Lake. This is Stockman leading the charge the other way. Down to the deep corner left side, finds Shaughnessy out top. 10-0 Irish, 12:20 left. Shaughnessy now at midcourt, guarded by Harold. Pioneers have come out of that zone as Ethan Lochner will prepare to check in. Back to the basket, here's Tater. Out front, Stockman, pull up three, over Casper, drained it. 13-0 Irish. Stockman, 28, the first time these two teams played. His first points of the night. Here's Weber, baseline cut off by Stockman. Back out front for Johnny Casper. Here's Johnny, free throw line pull-up, too hard. Harold rebound, baseline right. Nick cut off on the baseline, out of bounds, touch last by Michael Sherber. And now Bozer will return, as will Nick Lochner. Tony Gels checks in, as does Chase Olson and Brandon Burrell. Baseline right throw in for Aaron Weber. 13-0 for the Irish, 11:47. In for Meyer on the inbounds. Left hand, got it, and the Pioneers score. Michael Meyer, the first points for the Pioneers, and it took about 6 minutes and 15 seconds for the Pioneers to get on the board tonight. Here's Sherber with a drive. Looks to dish inside for Olson for two. Chase Olson with four. 15-2 Irish. Pioneers have to stay within their system. No sense to panic. Here's Weber for three. That's good. Weber knocks down a long three right side. 15-5. 11-10 left in the half. Stockman will drive and score off Casper. Five for Stockman. Casper goes end-to-end. He lays it up and in. Now it's starting to heat up. 17-7. It was 72-69 Irish up in Pierce in mid-January. Stockman for three in front of the Pioneer bench. Rattled the cage. Rebound. Gels for a second chance. Sherber for three. That's too hard. Lochner battles for the rebound and rips it away. Pierce down 10. 10:35 to go. Left side Meyer. Left corner Weber. Three-pointer Aaron. Off. Rebound inside for the Pioneers, but Meyer's pass picked off by Stockman. Racing ahead, and they're going to get Johnny Casper on a blocking foul. That'll be the first on Johnny, second team foul, and it'll be inbounds underneath for Stockman and the Irish. And now Shaughnessy replaces Sherber in Maple Lake's lineup. Stockman to throw it in, flips it into Olson. For Burrell, left side. They rotate for Stockman. Three-pointer off the front of the rim. Rebound in the lane for Lochner. Pierce down 10, 10-12 to go. Quickly up court. Meyer spinning. Right hand, got it to go. Michael Meyer with an athletic move into the lane. He's got four, and it's 17-9. Under 10 minutes now. Left first half from Maple Lake tonight. Maple Lake opens up their playoffs a week from tonight here against 7th-seeded Mora. Out top comes Burrell. Left side now, Stockman, guarded by Casper in the man-to-man. Stockman got the angle, kicked it off. Here's Gels. Gels from eight inside, short. Gels will be called for a foul as Bolzer with the blockout as Tony Gels picks up the Irish first foul of the ball game. 9:35 to go, 17-9 in favor of the Irish. They started 15-2. Casper with a screen from Lochner. Throws it inside. Knocked away by Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy leads the break the other way. Finds a transitioning Stockman back to Shaughnessy, who buries a three. Nine already for Andrew Shaughnessy. And it's 20-9. Back to double digits. Shaughnessy comes in averaging 14.1 a game. Deflected out by Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy had seven the first time these two teams played. Chase Olsen had his season high of 19 that night. Pass in for Noah Bolzer in front of the Irish bench. One hopper into Johnny Casper. Under 9 minutes remaining in the half. It's been all Irish so far, 20-9. Give and go with Meyer from Weber. Michael, left hand, rolls it off the rim. Rebound off of Lochner to the Irish. Piers is the number four seed in Section 6AA North. They will open up a week from tonight at home against Staples Motley, a rematch of the season opener won by Piers and Staples 89-85. Second straight year, those two teams meet in a 4-5 game. Here's Stockman with a leaner in traffic. And Stockman with seven. Meyer quickly into the front court. Throws it away as Lochner cutting down the lane. Throw behind him, and the Pioneers will send Nick Harold and Robbie Skiba back in. Coach Stallo also counters. Back into the lineup. Nick Powman, Alex Tater, and Michael Sherber. Gels and Shaughnessy stay on the court, so Stockman gets his first breath. Here's Sherber with a left-hand drive, counted and the foul. Sherber with a pivot from the free throw line, using the left hand, gets it to drop, and he'll have a chance for one. Noah Bolzer called for the foul. His first third team foul, and at the line, Michael Sherber. First is good, it's a three-point play. And it is a 16-point lead, 25-9. Front court now comes Casper with the dribble. Now he picked it up, finds Bolzer left side for Harold left wing to Weber coming around. Aaron gives it back to Nick Harold to the top of the key for Bolzer. Quickly back, Weber's three-pointer is on the way. Comes off the rim, rebound inside for Maple Lake, controlled by Alex Tater. Front court comes Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy working on Harold with the dribble. 7:40 to go in the half. 25-9 Irish. Playing like a conference champion. Here's a Gels three. That's off. Skiba with a good box out. Touch last by Maple Lake's Nick Powman. It's Skiba, Casper, Weber, Bolzer, and Harold for the Pioneers. They're starting five out there. They're trying to find something that clicks right now. Nothing has so far. Weber, right side, pull-up jumper from eight. Way off the mark, and it goes out of bounds off Skiba. Aaron tried to bank that one in, and he miscalculated the angle and did not draw iron on the shot off the glass. 7:16, ball over to the Irish as Stockman is back on the floor. Shaughnessy walks it across midcourt. We're coming up on 7 minutes. Now Sherber. Backdoor cut. Stockman layup for two. Beautiful play by the Irish. And that is nine for Stockman. Stockman, who passed Mitch Worm to become Maple Lake's all-time career scoring leader earlier. And now Harold drives baseline and draws a blocking foul on Alex Tater. His first, team second. 6:53 to go. Irish 27, Pioneers 9. At the line, Nick Harold for two. First for Nick, rattled around and in. He's got his first point. Nick shooting 80% this year from the free throw line. Up, and that one around and in as well. They weren't pretty, but they dropped, and Piers will take everything that goes their way right now. 27-11, 6:50 to go. Stockman finds Shaughnessy right side. Cutting through is Palman off balance, but somehow gets it to go. Nick Palman, a juggling shot. He's got four, 29-11. Noah Bozer drives on Tater, and they'll get a blocking foul on Alex Tater. That's number two on the talented big freshman for Coach Tim Stallo. Third team foul. A night that sees the Irish honor their eight seniors. A little glimpse of the future in 6 foot two, solidly built Alex Tater in the middle. Weber will sit down now as Meyer returns. 6.5 to go, 29-11 in favor of Maple Lake. To the top comes Nick Harold. Harold off a Robbie Skiba screen for Bozer, a three. That one's short. Rebound tipped out, and Shaughnessy back the other way. Shaughnessy now peels back. Left side for Stockman on the wing with 6'10". Got a screen inside. Flips it inside. Nicely done. Bucket for Brandon Burrell, and Matt Pepping will again use a timeout to try and say what is going on. It's already a 20-point lead, 31-11 in favor of Maple Lake. We've got 6 minutes left to play in the half, folks. Pioneers searching for answers.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Coming out of the timeout, here's Johnny Casper going strong to the rim. He'll draw a foul and shoot two. 5:55 to go. The foul called on Andrew Shaughnessy. His first fourth team foul. Casper will shoot a couple. Johnny with 2 points tonight. And he's got three. I'm going to say this extra loud. It was Casper that beat Bram at the buzzer at the Cathedral Tournament. That's for you, Bob. That one is off the rim. Rolled off. It hung there and dropped out. 31-12. All Irish here. 5:45 to go. To the left wing now. This is Brandon Burrell to the corner for Gels. One dribble out top for Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy for Stockman on the wing right side. Man-to-man by Piers. Gels takes it out front for Shaughnessy left side. They cut underneath, not there, so Shaughnessy flips it over. They've got it in the right corner with Chase Olson. Back to Gels. Left side, Shaughnessy drawing Nick Harold defensively. 5:15 to go. Crossover dribble, kick out left side. Burrell back out to Stockman. Stockman with Casper defending. Stopped his dribble. Now for Gels. Longest possession of the game so far right now for Maple Lake. Harold got a piece of it. Back into the hands of Gels. Under 5 minutes left. 31-12 Maple Lake. Stockman inside, lowers his shoulder, leans and scores. Stockman with 11. 33-12. Harold quickly up court. Back for Casper. Right side now. Bozer corner for Meyer. Michael with 4 points so far. Stops on the wing. Gives it to Skiba. Skiba on Olson. Picked up his dribble about 3 feet outside the lane. Back out top for Johnny Casper. Casper for Bozer. Open for three. Right side. That's long. And it is battled for and won by Gels. Noah had 22 the first time these two teams played. The Irish get it down deep in transition and score on a Brandon Burrell bucket. This is getting ugly early. 35-12. 4:05 to play. Casper for Harold out top. Harold working off the dribble drive. Now backs out, gives it back to Noah. Finds Skiba, a little hesitation move, and Robbie rattles it in. His first points. 35-14. 3:45 to go on senior night in Maple Lake in what is looking like it's going to turn into conference championship night for the Irish. Here's Stockman, right wing, starts his dribble into the lane, kicks it back out. Shaughnessy will get a look for three, rolls off the rim. Skiba elevates for the board. And now it's Johnny Casper into the front court. To the left side, Meyer. He'll pop a three. That run is long. Pioneers continue to be ice cold. And Skiba rifles one off the knee of Shaughnessy out of bounds. As now Weber will check in. And returning is Powellman, each team with a substitute. And now we'll see Adam Ruland making his first appearance as Johnny Casper leaves and Brandon Burrell sits. 3:20 to go until half. Maple Lake 35, Piers 14. Bozer whips it over the head of Weber. Outstanding hands by Tim Stallo, who made the catch on the sideline. Pioneers have Harold, Weber, Meyer, Skiba, and Bozer out there. Here's Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy with 9. Stockman's got 11. Here's Shaughnessy trying to equal, and he does. 11 for Andrew Shaughnessy. A little teardrop in the lane, and it's a 37-14 advantage for Maple Lake. Weber taking it one-on-one, blocked by Stockman, but he got a piece of the arm, and Stockman gets called for his first foul, and Weber will shoot a couple. 2:53 to go, 37-14. Weber for two. Aaron's got 3 points tonight, hit a three-pointer early. The junior will put it up and in. And now Sherber will return for Gels. 2:53. 37-15 the score. 37-16. Weber has 5. And Stockman will bring it up court with 2:48 as he crosses the mid-court line. High pick and roll. And Stockman will drive, and he'll be fouled and go to the line for 2 shots. Pioneer foul called on Noah Bozer. Number 2 on Noah. 4th team foul. Stockman for a pair. He's got 11 points. And that one is good. Stockman, a 4-year starter at guard. This is his 8th career game against the Pioneers. One more, and he drains them both. Stockman is an 84% free throw shooter. Each team gets a turnover. Weber finds Meyer for a layup. Michael Meyer with 6. 39-18 at 2.5 minutes to play. Shaughnessy in front court. Crossover dribble to the left side. Sherber comes around. Sherber, backdoor cut. Stockman, 8-footer off the glass. Harold will be called for a foul. And back to the line goes David Stockman. 2nd on Nick Harold. He joins Noah Bozer with 2 fouls apiece. 2:22 to go. 39-18. Irish. First. Good. Maple Lake. 5 for 5 from the line. Now Casper will come in for Harold. Piers trailing by 22. 40-18. 2nd for Stockman. That one is good as well. Johnny Casper across midcourt now. Checked by Shaughnessy in the man-to-man. Dribbles right side, finds Meyer out top, back to Johnny. 2:08 to go. Now Bozer circles around with the ball. To the wing, right side. Skiba's pass, or I should say Casper's pass, intended for Skiba, knocked down and stolen by Nick Powellman. 1:55 to go. Irish by 23, matching their largest lead. Shaughnessy right wing with Weber defending. Pick and roll doesn't develop. They go out top. Now Stockman will get a three-pointer off the rim. Rebound tipped by Meyer to Weber up the left sideline. Here's Aaron Weber. Front court finds a trailing Johnny Casper. Hesitation, spin, right hand layup. Good. Casper with 5. 41-20 with a minute 25. Shaughnessy Out top, Sherber back for Stockman. Stockman down the right side of the lane. Meyer swatted at the ball and got contact. And Michael Meyer will be called for his first personal. And the almost automatic David Stockman back to the stripe. He is 4-for-4 tonight. 15 first half points for Stockman already. And the old almost automatic jinx kicks into effect. Missed that one. Stockman leading the Central Minnesota Conference in scoring at 22.1 a game. He is almost there. Second, good. 16 for David Stockman tonight. Talking to his head coach, Tim Stallo, about Stockman's collegiate plans, he said, kind of leaning between St. John's and St. Thomas right now. Weber will put up a three. That hits. Weber from deep on the right side. Gives him 8. 42-23 at the minute mark. Shaughnessy now in the corner in front of the Pioneer bench. Weber defending. Shaughnessy flips it over left side for Burrell. Now Stockman driving on Bozer. Still with the dribble into the lane, back to the basket, pivots around, Shaughnessy, open look, three-pointer, too hard, rebound tipped out front to Stockman, 38 to go, here's Gels firing and hitting a three. Tony Gels in the score column, his first points, 45-23, 28 seconds left. Weber left side, guarded by Stockman. Off now, Skiba. Skiba will challenge with the left hand and get the roll. Robbie Skiba has 4. 45-25. Last shot time here for the Irish. Down to 11 seconds as Stockman steps across midcourt in the Irish logo. Stockman to the corner. Gels will get a 3 off with 5 seconds. Missed wildly. Up ahead, Bozer will launch and off the glass. No good. And a dismal first half for the Pioneers comes to an end. They are down by 20 at the break. Irish 45. Pioneers 25. The halftime show begins now.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in Central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest, 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
We're back at Maple Lake, where the Irish firing on all cylinders in that first half. They lead by 20 at the break. Maple Lake 45, Pierce 25. Biggest lead of the night was 23 a couple of different times, 37-14 at one point. For the Irish, 16 from David Stockman, 11 for Andrew Shaughnessy. 4 for Brandon Burrell, Chase Olson, and Nick Powman. 3 for Michael Sherber and Tony Gels. Maple Lake, 7 of 8 from the free throw line in the first half. They did not use a timeout. Only Alex Tater picked up 2 fouls. He's a reserve post player. Among the starters, David Stockman, Andrew Shaughnessy, and Tony Gels with 1 foul each. For Piers, they are led by Aaron Weber's 8 points at half. Michael Meyer has contributed 6 off the bench. 5 for Johnny Casper. Robbie Skiba has 4. 2 for Nick Harold. Playing but not scoring, Noah Bozer and Ethan Lochner. Piers 5 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. Foul situation, Nick Harold, Noah Bozer with 2, Johnny Casper with 1, Michael Meyer with 1. And Coach Pepping used a couple of his timeouts. He'll have 3 at his disposal in the second half. All Irish here as they look to claim the outright Central Minnesota Conference Championship tonight. And they are well on their way, 45-25 in favor of the Irish of Maple Lake. We'll be back. We'll check out the JV report. Other games going on tonight. It's all coming up on the Halftime Show from Maple Lake High School.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
At halftime, Maple Lake leading Piers 45-25 earlier tonight in the JV game. Piers a nice win, 57-47. They were led by Broderick Leshinsky with 16. Brady Harold had 14, and also in double figures with 12 was Matt Taugis. Chris Marshick with a solid game, 8.7 rebounds. David Skiba had 5 points and 4 boards. 2.7 rebounds for Brent Dorn tonight. So a 57-47 victory for the JV. Now both of these teams had their subsection seeding meetings last night. Piers is the number 4 seed. They'll play a week from tonight. They will host 5th seeded Staples Motley in the opening round. That'll be a rematch from last year, won by Staples Motley in Staples. Last year, Piers was the 5 seed, Staples the 4 seed. It's reversed this year. So Piers gets the home game. That's a week from tonight, and that'll be a 7 p.m. tip-off, not 7:30. 7 o'clock start. The top seed, and they're here to scout tonight, the Sox Center Main Streeters. They will be the number 1 seed. They are red hot right now. The 2 seed is Melrose. The Dutchmen have dropped 3 of their last 4. So they're the 2 seed. Long Prairie Gray Eagle seeded 3rd. Below the Piers Staples Motley matchup, you've got Holding Ford, the number 6. Pillager, who we just saw Saturday night, is the 7 seed. And Osakis is seeded 8th. So the first round matchups on Thursday, it'll be number 8 Osakis making the trip to Sox Center. Pillager will be at Melrose. Holding Ford at Long Prairie Gray Eagle. And Staples Motley will play at Piers. 7 o'clock starts a week from tonight. The semifinals will be on Saturday at St. John's in the afternoon. If Piers would win, they would play at 1 o'clock Saturday against likely Sauk Center in the semifinals at St. John's. Now, the Maple Lake Irish are in Section 5AA North, and that is a stacked subsection. 23-1 was not good enough for the Irish to get a number one seed. St. Cloud Cathedral is the number one seed. Maple Lake is seeded second, and then Bram is seeded third. Bram is here to watch and scout tonight. The Pioneers will host Bram to close out their regular season on Monday night. One of two losses for Bram is to the Pioneers at the Cathedral Tournament, the other to Minneapolis North up on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So Bram is a third seed, and then don't overlook a tough Annandale squad as the four seed there. Then it drops down to Malak as the five seed. Foley is six, Mora seven, and Spectrum out of Elk River is eight. So Spectrum will play at Cathedral. Mora comes here to Maple Lake. Foley at Bram, and Malacca at Annandale is the 5-4 seed. That also is a week from tonight. Elsewhere tonight in the Central Minnesota Conference, there are a couple of other games. Kimball is playing at Holdingford tonight, and Rockford is at Belgrade Brutinel Rosa. Tomorrow night, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead is at Eden Valley Watkins. Other boys action tonight. Foley at Zimmerman in the Central Lake. Sauk Rapids Rice is at Brainerd. Tex at Alex. Apollo has a non-conference home game with Big Lake. Out of the Prairie tonight, West Central area is at Long Prairie. That'll be an interesting one with Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Verndale's playing in Swanville tonight. Minnewaska is hosting Hillcrest Lutheran Academy. Oneme is at East Central. Pine City at Barnum. Barnum fell from the ranks of the unbeaten, losing to Bram the other night. Aikens at Hinckley-Finlayson, Isle at Rush City. Melrose is home to a good Atwater Cosmos Grove City team tonight. Morris area is at Ortonville, and Pillager at Windlass, Wadena Deer Creek. On the girls' side tonight, Piers at home, senior night for those six girls. Taylor Bozer, Shelby Bozer, Kendra Fisher, Kayla Carter, Caitlin Watashik, and Sam Smith, the six Pioneer seniors. Their last home game as they host Maple Lake tonight. Belgrade Brutinel Roses over in Painesville. Long Prairie Gray Eagles at Royalton in girls basketball. And of course, Section 7A individual wrestling begins tomorrow. That'll be at 4 o'clock at the high school in Piers, the host site. It'll continue Saturday. We're ready to resume the second half. Pioneers down 20. Weber, Casper, Harold, Lochner, and Skiba begin the second half. Piers with possession. They flip it into Johnny Casper. It's Shaughnessy, Stockman, Burrell, Olson, and Gels for Maple Lake. Both teams, well, not both teams starting five as Lochner replaces Bozer. Here's Ethan Lochner. Baseline, cut off. Inside, Skiba, no. Rebound inside for Brandon Burrell. Up the left side comes Stockman. Stockman scoops it nicely over for his teammate, Tony Gels. 47-25. Harold cut off baseline by Gels. Now Gels lost his footing, freeing up Harold, but Harold can't take advantage. He misfires on a three, but a break for the Pioneers as the rebound deflects off an Irish player, and it looks like Olson got hit in the beak. He's all right, and Weber will inbounds baseline left. 47-25, 40 seconds into the half. Off the inbound, Skiba curls inside and scores. Robbie Skiba with six. Back to 20. This was a three-point game in Piers. Won by the Irish 72-69 on the 15th of January, but this one got out of hand early. Here's Stockman. Back out Gels, left of center. Now over for Shaughnessy. Andrew Shaughnessy coming off a 29-point game against BBE last time the Irish played. He's in double figures tonight with 11. Throws it inside. Left block for Burrell. Back out Gels just beyond the free throw line. Stockman will pull up, fire, and drain it. Two-pointer. David Stockman, 18. He passed Mitch Worm to become Maple Lake's all-time career scoring leader this winter. Here is a Lochner brick off of the glass. 16:20 to go. 49-27. Stockman to the wing. Shaughnessy drives. Left hand cut off by Harold. Drifts back and resets now in the right sideline in front of the student section here at Maple Lake High School. Shaughnessy finds Burrell. Left side for Gels. Gels back out top. Burrell, they rotate it now for Andrew Shaughnessy. Got a pick to get inside with the finger roll up for two by Shaughnessy. 13 for him. And it's the biggest lead of the night. 51-27. Weber to Lochner, left corner. Ethan drives baseline, scoops it up. It's off. Skiba, rebound put back for two. 8 for Robbie Skiba. 51-29. 15 and a half to play here in Maple Lake tonight. Again, this is the last game of the regular season for the Irish. The Pioneers will close out their regular season home on Monday against Bram. Here's Weber with a steal. He'll go in and score. And that puts Weber with 10 tonight. 51-31. On the other end, Stockman lights it up again for three. David Stockman, 21 tonight. Harold three, that's in for three. 5 for Nick Harold as he hit it from the left side. 54-34, under 15 to play. Stockman now ball handling out front against Casper. Posting up at the high post is Shaughnessy, kicks it to the corner. Gels for three, that's short. Weber with the baseline rebound. Up the middle of the court comes Casper now. Casper accelerates, kicks out. 8-footer left side, Skiba, front rim, no. Lochner rebound, in for two. Lochner's first points. 54-36. Pioneers down 18 with 14:25 to go. Shaughnessy flips it into Brandon Burrell. Off for Stockman. Stockman has it swatted at by Harold. Regains it. Leans against Harold and rims it in. David Stockman. I've enjoyed watching him play. I won't mind not seeing him perform against the Pioneers anymore. Here's Harold getting caught inside. Lost it on the dribble to Chase Olson. And Stockman comes back the other way. He finds Gels, left side. Gels up and in. 7 for Gels, another assist for Stockman. And it's back to 22, 58-36. In transition, they'll get Skiba for an offensive foul, lowering the shoulder. Robbie's first, team's first. 13:40 to go, 58-36 Irish. And now Meyer comes in for Lochner. We'll get Sherber, Tater, and Powellman in for the Irish. David Stockman tonight, 23. He had 28 the first time these two teams played. Out top comes Stockman. Stockman driving on Weber, floater, no. Rebound, Robbie Skiba. Robbie up the sideline now to Casper. Johnny Casper, right wing for a trailing Weber. Quickly left side for Harold. Nick beats Sherber off the dribble, banks it in. Nick Harold has 7. 58-38. Stockman back the other way now. Wants to direct the traffic from the right side. Gets a screen from Tater. Trying to dribble through traffic. And we'll get a timeout for Coach Tim Stallo. 12:58 to go. 58-38. Timeout on the floor. Irish by 20 when we come back.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
Maple Lake 58, Pierce 38, 12:58 to play. Maple Lake started this game 13-0, 15-3, and the Pioneers, just to be honest, have never been in it tonight. It took them over 6 minutes to score their first point. It's been uphill from the opening tip-off. Here's Stockman off the inbounds following Maple Lake's first timeout. Michael Sherber now behind the top of the key. To right side, here is a three for Shaughnessy. Did not draw iron, and it'll go out of bounds as Casper sticks a body into Powman, and little hip check sends Powman to the floor, preventing him from getting to the loose ball rebound. It'll be Pierce possession. 12:45 as Casper brings it up court. To the left side for Michael Meyer now. Out top comes Weber. Aaron looking for a screen to free him up. Good switch defense there. Powman jumps out. Now Skiba draws a double with Sherber and Powman. Back to Weber. Free throw line. Not there. Quickly to the corner left side. Harold. Baseline drive on Sherber, and he got a blocking foul. No, he dribbled it on the end line. Turnover. Thought they were going to give Sherber a little hip, but Bolzer now returns, and it'll be Casper taking a seat. 12:21 to play. Now, the outcome of this one, not in doubt, really. Pioneers just need to make some good things happen here. Shaughnessy walks it across midcourt. 12:14 to go. Guarded by Bolzer. Stockman drives baseline. Pull up 10-footer. Banks it in. 25 for David Stockman. 12 minutes to play. 60-38. Here's Bolzer. Inside, Skiba had trouble collecting it. It's battled for, and Skiba got it back. Now Harold will get by Shaughnessy, put it up. It rolls off, but he's fouled. And Harold will shoot a couple. Irish foul, I believe, is on Alex Tater, which would be his third. First of the half on Maple Lake. One thing that Maple Lake does have, they've got good depth in the post. Here is Harold rolling his first attempt in. Nick now with 8 tonight. He's 3-for-3 from the line. They've got Alex Tater and Nick Powman rotating in with Chase Olson and Brandon Burrell. That one is good as well. 9 for Harold. It's 60-40 with 11:45 to play in Maple Lake tonight. Andrew Shaughnessy dribbles to the wing right side. Bolzer now atop for Michael Sherber with Weber defending. To the right side comes Stockman. Stockman into the lane. Floater, yes. Stockman not able to be stopped tonight. 27 for Stockman. One off his 28-point game in Pierce. Weber looks to find Meyer inside. It's deflected by Stockman. 4-on-2 and cruising in for a layup off an assist from Stockman. Is Andrew Shaughnessy. 15 for him. 11 minutes. Harold will challenge inside and he'll be fouled. 64-40 Irish. Foul is called on the Irish's Powman. His first second team foul. Harold back at the line. He is 4-for-4 tonight. First is good. Subs coming in. Casper returns to the Pioneer lineup. Burrell, Gels, and Olson are back in for Maple Lake. One shot for Harold. Up and good. Made them both. And we'll get now David Skiba making his first appearance. He'll replace older brother Robbie Skiba. Under 11 to play, 64-42. Bounce pass for Burrell, right side of the free throw line extended. Now Gels flips it over to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy with Harold. Left baseline drive, pull up, no, rebound Bolzer. Bolzer to Casper at midcourt. Quickly to Weber left side. Weber will put it up. Three-pointer rattled it in. Weber for three. 13 for Aaron tonight. That's his third three. 64-45. 10-22. Weber switches out defensively. They've got a mismatch. Now they recover inside with Weber chasing down. Inside they post up though. And that's Gels posting up for two. And Tony Gels with 9. 10:05 to play. Inside Casper. Casper for Harold out top. Nick drives, step around, left hand, good. Harold drives and scores. Nick having a decent second half. 13 in the game, 11 have come in the second half. 9:50 to play, 66-47 Irish. Shaughnessy back out top for Brandon Burrell. Now to Tony Gels, their quarterback on their football team. Throws it in for Chase Olson. Olson double dribbled, yes he did. Late whistle, but I think that's the correct call. Three officials working tonight's ball game. And now Sherber returns for Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy sits down with 15 tonight. 9.5 minutes to go in Maple Lake, 66-47, the Irish in front. Skiba comes out to set a screen on Stockman, didn't pick him off though. Now Harold, left side, guarded by Gels. 9:18 and counting here in Maple Lake. Back to the logo at midcourt. Harold will hand it off to Casper. Casper one-on-one with Stockman. Inside and coming over to help and drawing a foul will be Chase Olson. And Casper will go to the free throw line. Chase Olson with his first, third of the half. Casper for 2. Johnny 5 points tonight, 1 of 2 from the line. He's not scored this half. Still hasn't scored off the front of the iron. Pierce is now 9 for 11 tonight. 9:09 to play, 66-47 Maple Lake. That one is good. 6 for Casper. Halfway through the second half here on senior night for the Irish. Stockman throws it into the high post for Burrell. Back to Stockman on the wing. Spins on Casper to go baseline. Johnny, though, and they're going to get David Skiba. I believe it'll be David. There were 3 Pioneers there. Nope, they give it to Bozer. Third on Noah. Second of the half on the Pioneers. They don't call it a shooting foul, so it'll be a pass in underneath for Maple Lake with 8:55 remaining. Right baseline throw in. Fires it out front, and it's caught by Stockman in the backcourt. David Stockman now gets a screen from Burrell. Uses it to get to the left side of the court. Crossover, leans in on Weber, floats it up, comes off. Burrell snatches the rebound. He is stripped going up, but they got a foul called on Casper or Skiba. Good work inside by Brandon Burrell. A rare miss by Stockman, and a foul on Casper, his second of the night, third of the half. And at the line is Brandon Burrell, 4 points tonight for the Irish starting center. That one is good. 5, his first point of the half. Burrell is a 59% free throw shooter. One more, 67-48. And that one is good. Half a dozen for Brandon Burrell. 20-point lead again, 68-48 with 8:35 remaining. Casper for Bozer, right corner 3, short, rebound, and it's Stockman off for Gels. Back into the hands of Stockman, racing up court, free throw line, steps around Casper, draws a foul. And Stockman getting to the basket at will tonight. Pioneer foul on Casper, that's his third, and Coach Pepping will send Robbie Skiba and Ethan Lochner back in after the first of 2 free throws from David Stockman. 27 so far tonight for the senior Stockman. 28 for Stockman. Palman and Tater replace Olson and Burrell. David Skiba and Johnny Casper will come to the bench. It's now Nick Harold, Aaron Weber, Robbie Skiba, Noah Bozer, and Ethan Lochner for the Pioneers. Stockman misses that one. Rebound for Robbie Skiba, and he is fouled. And that one will go on, I believe, Palman. Number 2 on Nick Palman. 8:18 to go. Stockman. Couple of rare misses from the line tonight. The top free throw shooter in the conference at 84%. Stockman's season high, 36 against Dassel Kikato. Here's Lochner at the top as we've gone under 8 minutes to go. Here's Harrell getting deep, and he just lost the dribble. It got high and just off his hands and into the padded wall. 7:50 to play. Dale Shabilla is thinking, should I go out and start the bus? Dale, I think you should have started it before halftime tonight. Here's Stockman getting underneath, looking for an opening. It's Shaughnessy open for a three, rims out. Lochner goes up for the board. Pivots around and hands it to Aaron Weber. 7.5 minutes remain. 69-48, Maple Lake. Out top comes Bozer, back to Aaron Weber, off the drive. Quick first step, blocked inside though by Powellman. Powellman off now to Stockman. Front court, into the lane. Nobody stops the ball. He goes right to the basket and draws a foul, and Powellman will shoot two as Bozer has picked up his fourth foul. No, they gave it to Skiba. Second on Robbie. Pioneers did not find the ball as Stockman just kept going right into the lane and drew the foul. First for Stockman is in and out. He may be costing himself the conference free throw title. What's he doing? One more for Stockman. That one is good. 29 for Stockman, 70-48. 7:05 left in this one as Casper and Meyer come up off the bench, check in. Weber finds Harrell curling around out top, defended by Andrew Shaughnessy. Now Skiba left side, guarded by Nick Powellman, man-to-man. Irish have gone man all night here. Lochner, right wing. No threat to shoot out there. There's a throw inside for Skiba. Lowers the shoulder, bulls his way up. Missed it, got it again with the left hand and drops it in. Robbie Skiba hits double figures with 10 with that effort play. 6:38 to play, 70-50. Shaughnessy throws one up, missed it. Rebound underneath. Weber finds Harrell and a rare transition break for the Pioneers. Harrell, can they finish? Foul called as he went up and Gels got a piece of him. Two on Gels. One of the rare times the Pioneers have been able to get out and run tonight. And it results in a foul on Gell, sending Nick Harrell to the line, where he's been 6-for-6 tonight. 6:28 left. First of two for the junior guard, Nick Harrell. That one's in and out. No good. Now Meyer will check in for Bozer. 13 points for Nick Harrell tonight. He's capable of scoring 20. That one is good. And now Casper will come in, replacing Harrell. Dale, we'll see you. It's official now. The bus driver's headed outside. 70-51 with 6:20 to play. Here's Gels giving the ball. Stockman from about 23. Count it. David Stockman has 32 tonight. To the left side, now comes Meyer out top for Weber. 73-51. Casper looking for an opening, cut off by Tater. Out top, Skiba inside the circle, cross the lane for Lochner. Lochner put it on the floor. Shaughnessy took a swipe at it. Meyer in traffic rustles it away. 5:50 to go. Casper right side, driving. Tater, the freshman, nice defense. Here's Weber, pull up three, short. Rebound Tater, outlet to Shaughnessy. He's going to go in with Meyer chasing, lays it up and in. 17 for Shaughnessy. And Casper, the other end, lean in, missed it, rebound. They're letting him go now. 5:25, Stockman the other way. One-hand pass across the lane, deflects out front to Powellman. Now Shaughnessy will tee it up. That's off, rebound Weber. Aaron back the other way with 5:15 to go. Weber for Meyer. Spot up three in transition. Too long. Back the other way. Gels, he'll peel back and slow it down. As Stockman will run it at the point with 5 minutes to play. 75-51 Maple Lake. Pick and roll doesn't develop. They had it if they wanted it. Didn't. Now it's Gels left wing into the post, back to the basket about 12 feet out. Powellman fall away over Skiba, rattles around and out. Ethan Lochner with the rebound. 4:40 left. Back out now comes Casper for Meyer. Into the low block. This is Skiba posting up on Tater. Back out, Weber. against Stockman. Left side, Meyer got the angle on the baseline, throws it back out for Weber. Now a Casper three, short. Rebound for Shaughnessy with Casper back defensively. Leans in, and what do we have? A block called on Johnny Casper. That's Johnny's fourth. Sixth team foul. Roderick Leshinsky and Noah Moser and Kyle Becker will come in. Scherber is back in. Here's Karch Anderson coming in. Also in for Maple Lake, Adam Ruland. Ian Rivers is in. And the fifth player to come in for Maple Lake is Damian Cayley. Inside, Meyer with a rejection, and we get a held ball, as that was Adam Ruland going up, and the arrow belongs to Maple Lake. 4:15 to go. Pass in. Into the corner, baseline. This is Rivers from 10, got it. Ian Rivers, one of the eight seniors, doesn't see a lot of playing time, but he scores on his first attempt. 77-51, biggest lead of the night now at 26. Becker for Leshinsky. Broderick inside for Becker. Whistle foul called on Scherber. Michael Scherber will get his first of the night. Sixth team foul, not a 1-1 yet. Ian Rivers there had scores just 8 points all year. Got a 2 to drop there. One of the eight seniors for Maple Lake. Leshinsky, nice little give and go with Ethan Luckner, who bangs one in off the glass. Luckner with four. 3:40 to play, 77-53. Front court now, the Irish with the ball to the wing right side. To the top of the key, this is Karch Anderson down to the left side for Michael Scherber. Scherber will drive baseline with a left-hand dribble. Back out, Anderson drives and dishes. Inside, Anderson leans in, flips it over to the left side. Touch pass out front for Scherber. 3:15 to go. Scherber drive and dish to the corner. One dribble and stop is Ian Rivers. Throws it down into the low block. Back out, Rivers for a three. No, rebound Lochner. Now for Leshinsky coming up court. Broderick with 3 minutes to go. Lost the dribble, but it rolled over to Lochner. Left side for Noah Bozer. Bozer drives down to the corner. Flipped it across and threw it away. Picked off by Damian Cayley. 2:45 to go. 77-53 Maple Lake. Crossover dribble gets Cayley to the free throw line. To the left side. There's a shot. And it's in. And draws a huge crowd from Karch Anderson. What a night. As the reason for the roar, senior Karch Anderson on senior night, his first points of the year. And here's Scherber inside. That comes off. Rebound for Michael Meyer. 80-53. Here's Leshinsky dishing out for Meyer. Michael's three is good. Michael Meyer with nine. And a timeout. This is going to be just to get subs in. Skiba, Harold, and Dorn will come in. Ryan Kalinowski replaces Scherber for the Irish. But you know something special happens when a crowd erupts like that in this type of game, when that kind of basket goes in. And the reason is that senior Ian Rivers, no points all year in his final home game, or final regular season home game, scores his first points of the year. And there's a turnover on the Irish as they look to get it in on the baseline and threw it away. 1:38 remaining, 80-56. Quickly ahead now. Here's a three by Brady Harold off. Rebound for Kalinowski. Back the other way comes Damian Cayley. The Irish will finish the regular season 24-1. Head into the playoffs here Thursday night against Mora. To the wing right side. Back out top. Nice ball fake by Ruland, and he scores. Adam Ruland adds to the Irish total. 82-56. David Skiba inside. He's fouled, and David will shoot a couple. The foul will be on Ruland, his first. Well, Maple Lake outright Central Minnesota Conference titles, and it's been a long time since somebody not named Belgrade, Brutinel Rosa, Rockford, or Howard Lake has won a conference title. Those three teams have had a stranglehold on the conference for 15 years. David Skiba misses the first. BBE's six-year reign as conference champs ended this year. 4 years prior to that, the conference title resided in Rockford, and the 4 years prior to that, it was Howard Lake Waverly on a four-year conference championship run. 48 seconds, Skiba missed both. There's a long three off, tipped out to the Irish bench. It'll be awarded to Piers. That shot was put up by Ian Rivers, and if you thought his two-pointer brought the house down, it would have been interesting to see what had happened if that three had gone from about 24 feet out. 35 seconds left. This outcome has been not in doubt for quite a long time. Leshinsky dribbles out to the point. Looks to drive, knocked away. Here comes Ryan Kalinowski back in traffic. Throws it up and in. Ryan Kalinowski scores. 15 seconds to go, 84-56. David Skiba posting up for Becker. The senior puts it up, and Kyle Becker scores. Kyle with his first two tonight. The final score, Maple Lake, 84. Piers, 58. The postgame begins now.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest, 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
We're back at Maple Lake, where the Irish are celebrating the outright Central Minnesota Conference Championship, and they played like a championship team tonight. They pound the Pioneers 84-58, the final score tonight. Pioneers never seriously in this ball game. They fell behind 13-0, 15-3, and the rout was on early. It was 45-25 at half, and on senior night, a memorable night for this Maple Lake team. They finished their regular season 24-1. Their only loss, a four-point loss at Eden Valley Watkins early in the season. Maple Lake finishes the regular season on a 21-game winning streak. They head to the playoffs Thursday night here They'll welcome in number 7, Mora. The Irish this year have beaten Mora by 20, 58-38. For Maple Lake, they get 32 tonight from their outstanding senior, David Stockman. 17 from Andrew Shaughnessy. 9 for Tony Gels. 6 for Brandon Burrell. 4 for Chase Olson. 4 for Nick Powman. After that, it was 3 for Michael Sherber. And then a host of guys with 2, Ian Rivers, Adam Ruland, Karch Anderson, and Ryan Kalinowski. Coach Pepping joins me here graciously. And, Coach, these are not fun to be a part of here when the way this one started. You hope the guys battled back and made a game of it, but just never clicked tonight from the get-go.
No, we didn't play much defense at all. Just stepping in, and Stockman went off, and they're on a mission tonight.
Yep.
The conference championship was up in there, and they did a great job. They came to play. We didn't.
The biggest concern is the level of play right now.
Yep.
You know, the seedings are out the window. Conference doesn't matter really anymore where you're standing. If you're not first, it doesn't matter really.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, you guys have one game left to kind of figure this out now, and that's Monday night. Bram was here watching. They're in the subsection with Maple Lake. I'm sure that's a big reason why Coach Bob Vaughn was here. But you got Bram at Cathedral. That's your last chance to kind of right the ship, because this type of performance will not get it done, especially against Bram, and probably not against Staples
either. Yeah, if we play like this, we'll be out Thursday night. So, yeah, we got to get things fixed and figure this thing out, and we need a good performance Monday night.
Coach, it's a long ride back. Thanks for your time. We'll see you Monday.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Coach Pepping, as the Irish race to the conference title tonight, 84-58. For the Pioneers, they are led tonight by Nick Harold with 14. Aaron Weber ends with 13. And Robbie Skiba with 10. After that, Michael Meyer has 9. 6 for Johnny Casper. Ethan Lochner with 4. And Kyle Becker with 2 late points. Again, the Pioneers just didn't get it going tonight. And as we said, one more chance to get the ship in the right direction. And that's Monday night. Bram will be in town. 23-2 are the Bombers. One of those two losses to this Piers team. And that's when Bram was ranked number 1 in the state. That'll be Monday night at Piers, 7:30 game time. Piers falls to 13-12 overall. 5-9 is their conference record this year. For the Irish, their regular season is done. 24-1, 13-1 wins them the outright conference title. Congratulations to Coach Tim Stallo and his staff, Brad Bauman, Casey Pack. They do an outstanding job here. We're very well-coached team, and they played like a champion tonight, winning big, 84-58. Piers, 11 of 16 from the free throw line, but the biggest factor tonight, they just did not play much defense tonight. The Irish got way too easy looks. So defense will be, I'm sure, issue number 1 when the team, I don't know how they're going to practice tomorrow. They'll probably practice maybe over at the elementary school or not, because we've got Section 7A individual wrestling coming tomorrow. It starts at 4 o'clock at the high school with the individual tournament, as the Pioneer team will be at the XL Energy Center a week from today. They will open against Frazee at 11 o'clock next Thursday morning. Piers drew the number 2 seed, Frazee Hornets. That's 11 o'clock on Thursday morning in St. Paul. Of course, complete coverage of that action from St. Paul right here on You Are There Sports. both the individual tournament Friday and Saturday coming up here next on You Are There Sports. We'll have the boys game Monday night with Bram. Tuesday, the girls go to Pillager. And then Wednesday, we'll head to St. Paul. Skin checks, weigh-ins, and all that kind of paraphernalia going on. And then wrestling begins Thursday morning from St. Paul. All Irish tonight, 84 to 58, as they now head to the playoffs facing Mora in their first round game a week from tonight. That'll do it for us tonight. We'll see you back in Piers tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, the opening matches for Section 7A Wrestling on youaretheresports.com.